Culture and NPR. Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. Rolling Stone has published a list of what they consider to be the 100 greatest protest songs. We're going to listen to some of those today. Protest songs. What exactly does that mean? When I think of protest songs, I think of a movement of songwriters that began with like Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie in America, like in the 50s and early 60s, right up through into the 70s and beyond. But, you know, when I think of the idea of protest, it implies that something is being forbidden. That there's something that is being banned or suppressed, and that you're trying to fight against it. And when I think of public radio, for instance, and the incredible platform that it gives for free speech, that art in general, for most of civilized time, you could think of art as an expression of some kind of a protest. The idea that an individual might have ideas that are not necessarily popular with a majority of people. They might express those ideas in painting, in dance, in poetry. But the label protest song took on a whole much more specific meaning having to do with political suppression. And, you know, I was alive in the 60s. I'm a little bit too young to really be a baby boomer, but I experienced the 60s. And one of the strongest singer-songwriters in my mind that represents that genre of protest music is Phil Oakes. He was a contemporary of Bob Dylan. Now, I mentioned that Rolling Stone has recently published the 100 best protest songs of all time. And of course, Phil Oakes and Bob Dylan are on the list. We're going to be going through a few people that are on this list today. It's interesting. But Phil Oakes is where we're going to start. And before we get into the actual idea of the protest, because he had a lot to say, you know, we're not the cops of the world and I ain't marching anymore. We're going to hear that. But there is one song that he wrote that is a very patriotic love song to America, The Power and the Glory. So we'll hear two songs from Phil Oakes, The Power and the Glory, and then we'll hear I Ain't a Marchin' Anymore in a live performance by Phil Oakes from 1969. This is The Power and the Glory.
Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, from the old to the new, Texas and Ohio and the California shore, tell me who could ask for more. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, glory shall rest on us all.
Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor. Only as free as a padlocked prison door. Only as strong as our love for this land. Only as tall as we stand. For here is a land full of power and glory. Beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory. Beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all, on us all.
Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. A young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in a thousand different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more a dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with a saber and a gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't a marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't a marching anymore. No, I ain't a marching anymore.
Phil Oakes decided to leave this world. He was too young. He was too young. He was born in 1940, and he was only 36 years old when he took a graceful exit and left this world behind. He was a powerful songwriter. And at the time that that song came out, I Ain't a Marching Anymore, there was actually an active draft in the United States. Teenagers and young men were all, you just never knew who it was. It was like a lottery. And the threat of nuclear war. And war seemed to be hanging in the air. And since that time, as far as Europe and the United States, we've been pretty much at peace. We haven't really had a lot of war that's threatened my way of life, our way of life. There's wars, an endless war going on, but it seems so far away. It's in the Middle East. It's in all these other places. But now there's a feeling that maybe war might be coming home, that maybe there could be a war that the United States gets involved in, that could actually threaten me and my life. And that's a concept that I don't think people have felt that in quite a long time. In 1963, Bob Dylan did a song on Free Will and Bob Dylan, one of his first albums, called Masters of War, and that song just resonates through today. But the idea of songs of war, there's another song I want to play you after you hear the Bob Dylan song. We're going to hear a song that was just released last week. Well, it hasn't been released. It is featured in a YouTube video in a live performance by a young man named Jesse Wells, W-E-L-L-E-S, and the song is called Red, and When the War Comes. Now, you know, he's much younger than me, and I think that Gen Z and the younger generations are just now waking up to the fear of war. So let's listen with today's ears what it sounds like when Bob Dylan sang The Masters of War, and then we'll listen to Jesse Wells' song called Red. All right, this is Bob Dylan.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. Then you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes. And I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire. And then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. For threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You must say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know. I'm younger than you. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
I got me a red house and a red car, runs on big red batteries. They used to be blue 15 minutes ago, but they turned red just for me. I got me a red horse and I ride it. I got some blue friends, they're the best. We used to fly around the world on a big jet plane they call the Lolita Express. I got me a red tie and it's 10 feet long and it matches my red hat. I got me a red bird and a red fish, a red dog and a red cat. And I got me a red pen and I use it. I got a big red chainsaw too. My red friend likes that white powder, makes his arms do weird salutes. When the war gets here, we're all gonna hold hands. All the Baptists and the Catholics, all the Marxists and the fascists. When the war gets here, we're gonna get on the level. Everyone looks a little bit nicer when you finally meet the devil. I had me a red talk on a red day, looking for a thank you dressed in blue. If you want to win a war, my friend, you know you better wear a suit. I got me a red bulldog, technocratic bootstrap tugging buddy. He wrote an elegy for a people he don't know, and it ain't funny. There's a deep swamp and I'll drain it, for my people are in danger. Who would have ever thought the deep state were the national park rangers? I got me some red pills in a bottle, I got black and blue ones too. All the pills are all the same, the illusion is you choose. When the war gets here, we're all gonna hold hands. All the cowboys and the hippies, put away this change misgivings. When the war gets here, we're gonna get on the level. Everyone looks a little bit nicer when you finally meet the devil. When the king's cut friend and foe, and every nation knows his wrath. When he's dead in 20 years, we'll be here and they'll be back. When we're all hung out to dry by our savior technocrats, it won't matter if you're neocon or mega democrats. When the war gets here, we're all gonna hold hands. All the Baptists and the Catholics, all the Marxists and the fascists. When the war gets here, we're gonna get on the level. Everyone looks a little bit nicer when you finally meet the devil.
When the war gets here, Jesse Wells. The song is called Red. The guitar, the harmonica, the anger in the voice, the passion in the voice, and Bob Dylan's Masters of War, the guitar, the harmonica, and the passion and the blood in your veins. Wow. I hear I hear something coming up in our culture in with younger people that I haven't seen in a long time. And I am Kathy Geary. This show is called Now and Then, and you are listening local right here on Radio Catskill. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. I guess that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Public radio, freedom of speech. Freedom of speech, the ability to sing a song complaining or criticizing your own country. It's an incredible thing. It's powerful. It's powerful, and folk singers and songwriters and singer-songwriters have taken that power and wielded it during my whole life. I've lived for a few decades now, and music is such a powerful force. And, you know, Bob Dylan, Phil Oakes, wow. At that same time in the 60s, Pete Seeger, he was born in 1919. Wow. He was 94 years old when he passed in 2014. And he had such an active life, such an amazing thing. But when I think of the theme for today's program is the Rolling Stones list of 100 best protest songs of all time. Pete Seeger's on there, and he wrote a lot of songs. You know, he wrote If I Had a Hammer, Where Have All the Flowers Gone, Turn, Turn, Turn. He wrote a lot. But there was one song which was a gospel song, and that was the one that also he brought it and made it a theme for so many ideas. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. So the songs we've been listening to so far have really had to deal with war. But there's a lot of other things that people protest. And the idea of civil rights for minorities. And I'm a white woman, you know. Civil rights, let's see, that would be black people or maybe Asians. Or now maybe civil rights means gay people. But when the whole idea of diversity, equality, and inclusion came out, I kind of liked that idea. But now that idea is being rolled back aggressively by the current administration, I've discovered that I'm now part of the minority. I'm a woman. A woman-run business. You know, you can't separate the distinction of military awards for women. Not on the website anymore. So the idea of civil rights, it's a song going back to We Shall Overcome, is actually a gospel song. So in 1967, Pete Seeger sang this song live in Berlin. And when he sang it in Berlin, it kind of had a whole different kind of resonance because of the history of what the Germans had been through. Anyway, let's listen to Pete Seeger, We Shall Overcome.
Here's a song you can help me on. A great song.
We shall overcome.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. So I do.
And the most important verse was the one they made up in Montgomery, Alabama. Said, we are not afraid. There's a lot of people in this world, they know what's right and what's wrong, but they're not gonna do anything about it. Somebody has to be willing to sing, we are not afraid.
We are.
It's amazing hearing Pete Seeger get that audience to sing along. Wow, what an amazing life. So, you know, the whole idea of civil rights, when did the civil rights movement begin? Musically, that is. Well, I found a song on the list of that I keep talking about, the Rolling Stones list of 100 best protest songs, and I discovered the song by Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit. Now, I know that song, but I never thought about it like a protest song. She recorded it and released it in 1939. And I did a little bit of research to find out a little bit more about the song. And oh, it really got me. The song is a protest against the lynching, mainly of black people, in the southern states of the United States. It was happening at the turn of the century in the 1900s. And it went all the way up through the 30s. And the man who wrote the poem is a man named Abel Maropol. He saw this photograph of the lynching of two men, and it was from 1930 in Indiana, in South Marion, Indiana. He saw this photograph, and he wrote the poem, Strange Fruit. And he lived in New York City, and he started performing it around with his wife singing it. And then eventually it was recorded in 1939 by Billie Holiday. And it was released on the Commodore label. But Atlantic Records was a very big publisher of music, and Ahmet Erdogan, here it is. Ahmet Erdogan was the co-founder of Atlantic Records, and he described Strange Fruit as the beginning of the civil rights movement in music. So let's listen to an emotional performance. This is Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit.
Southern trees bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south. The bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree to drop. Here is a strange and bitter crop.
It's Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday from 1939. The visual image portrayed in that song, there's a photograph that inspired that song, and you see these two men. And when you hear about a lynching and you think, oh, someone hanging in a tree, but when you actually see what that might look like. When I first moved to New York City, I was in Washington Square Park, and in one corner of the park, I think it's the northwest corner of the park, is a gigantic tree, been there over 100 years. It's the hanging tree, where they used to hang people. So the idea of a black body on a noose flying around, and the idea of the protest song and the civil rights movement and the fight for that freedom, and how it had such an impact across our culture. And that fight still goes on today, apparently. The Isley Brothers, okay, that was 1939, so 1940. In the 50s, a trio of brothers, the Isley Brothers, came together and in Cincinnati, Ohio, and started an amazingly successful career. They were recording over 7 decades. Yeah. And in 1975, they released a song called Fight the Power. So we're going to listen to the Isley Brothers, Fight the Power. And then after that, we're going to keep rolling right into 1971, Gil Scott-Heron. The revolution will not be televised. Now Gil Scott-Heron was a poet, but he started to do spoken poetry over music, over like a jazz soul beat. When did he release that song? It was released in 1971, like I said. Gil Scott-Heron lived a very long life. He passed away at 62 years old in 2011. So the revolution will not be televised. It was the beginning. It had a major influence on the beginning of early hip-hop music. So let's listen to these two songs back to back. We're going to start with the Isley Brothers, Fight the Power.
Time is truly wasted. You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the Fort from 29th District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
A legendary recording from 1971. Gil Scott Heron, the poet. The revolution will not be televised. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, right here on Radio Catskill. Listen local. Yes. All right, so we're working through some of the songs from Rolling Stone's list of the 100 best protest songs of all time. And Beyoncé, she is on the list from her 6th studio album called Lemonade, was released back in 2016. There's a song that she shares with Kendrick Lamar. The song is called Freedom from Beyoncé. This is Freedom.
One burn into flames. me the last one burning to flames.
Ten Hail Marys, I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. Eight blacks left, death is around the corner. Seven misleading statements about my persona. Six headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqueducts. Fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be, stole from me, lied to me. Nation hypocrisy, gold on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Yeah. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose, yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? 'Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Beyonce, from her album Lemonade. That song is called Freedom. So I think, you know, when I hear the Isley Brothers, the Fight the Power, and the Gil Scott-Heron, and then I hear what she did, you know, Isley Brothers and Gil Scott-Heron, those were both from the mid-70s. And then the way that she blends in a lot of that into her recording, you can hear the line that goes through. That kind of protest song, the vitality of it. So we started our program with folk singers, with Phil Oakes, with Bob Dylan. We heard a little bit of Jesse Wells. And I really would like to play a couple more songs by Jesse Wells to end up the show today, because he's so in the moment. He releases music on a weekly basis almost. But the song that really, for me, is one of his signature songs. I was really, really pleased to see him live in concert back at the end of February this year. And he always, well, at this time, he's ending his concerts with one of the songs called War Isn't Murder. And then after that, we'll hear another song from Jesse Wells. But listen to this beautiful and angry and sarcastic and passionate song from Jesse Wells, War Isn't Murder.
War isn't murder, good men don't die, children don't starve and all women survive. War isn't murder, that's what they say when you're fighting the devil. Murder's okay. War isn't murder, they're called casualties. There ain't a veteran with a good night's sleep. Let's talk about dead people, I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor, they don't feel that brave. They don't feel events, they're lucky if they got graves. Call your dead mother, ask her when she died. It's a deathly silence on the other line. the dead don't talk, but their children don't forget. So in 20 short years, you could live to regret that. War isn't murder, there's money at stake. Even Kushner agrees it's good to real estate. War isn't murder, as Netanyahu, he's got a song for that and a bomb for you. War isn't murder, it's an old desert faith. It's a nation state sanctioned righteous hate. Let's talk about dead people, I mean our dead people. War isn't murder, it's the vengeance of God. If you can't see the bodies, they don't blow when they rot. And the flies don't swarm, and the children don't cry. If war isn't murder, good men don't die. So in a short 20 years, when you vacation the strip, don't think about the dead, and have a nice trip. Tom Hanks. War isn't murder, they don't ship out the poor, and the bullets they fire aren't part of the cure. War isn't murder, land is a right, but the bank's called dibs, it's something you can't fight. Let's talk about dead people, I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor, they don't feel that brave. They don't feel avenged, they're lucky if they got graves. War isn't murder, ain't a river of blood stretching all through time and raining down in a flood. It's a dark sacrifice made on your behalf. So get down on your knees and thank the sweet Lord that war isn't murder.
Will all promises be kept? Will we all be better off? I get the notion we won't know until the ketamine wears off. I looked up into my left and saw a canopy of green. I do not need to be unburdened, I just need someone to lead. And if it looks a bit familiar, like it did the other time, they see that history don't repeat itself, nor history just rhymes. The river's deep, the river's wide, and there ain't no way across it set to swim or sink and die. The way is long, the path is mean. I ain't got none of my friends left, they all vanished in the stream. I ain't got none of my friends left, they all vanished in the stream. When the black cat with his chainsaw picked a child from his litter to remind us he's a man, I'll admit I did feel better, and I wondered if the jester knew that he's in on the joke. Some folks don't ask what's in the wagon, they just grin and bear the yoke. And if it looks a bit familiar, like it did the other time, they see that history don't repeat itself, nor history just rhymes. The river's deep, there ain't no way across it, set to swim or sink and die. The way is long, the path is green. I ain't got none of my friends left, they all vanished in the stream. I ain't got none of my friends left, they all vanished in the stream. Pave over the bodies and democratize the stones, I will leave a Yelp review in the valley of the bones, when the thirsty had their blood and all the people's souls departed, they can raise the holy swollen golden temple of the arches, and it looks a bit familiar, like it did the other time. They see that history don't repeat itself, no, history just rhymes. Oh, history don't repeat itself, no, history just rhymes. The river's deep, the river's wide, and there ain't no way across it except the swimmer sink and die. The way is long, the path is mean. I ain't got none of my friends left, they all vanished in the stream. I ain't got none of my friends left, they all vanished in the stream.
That's Jesse Wells. You can find him on YouTube. He releases songs there on a weekly basis. He also has several studio recordings out. So we heard I Ain't Got None of My Friends Left. And right before that, we heard War Isn't Murder. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, right here on Radio Catskill. Where else? So I hope you found a way to enjoy some of the songs from the recent Rolling Stones list of 100 best protest songs. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support comes from Bethelwood Center for the Arts, presenting The Black Keys with special guest Gary Clark Jr. Friday, August 29th. Tickets on sale now at bethelwoodcenter.org, featuring camping and glamping on the historic site of the 1969 Woodstock Festival.
Coming up tonight at 7, Liberation Station with me, Callison Stratton, featuring music by female and femme-presenting performers, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.